Chapter 6. Linton Heathcliff and Catherine Linton. Heathcliff glanced at me with an evil smile as I ran up.
"Who are you?"
Kathy was asking Heathcliff curiously. "Is that your son?"
"Miss Kathy," I interrupted, "we really must go back."
"No, that is not my son," answered Heathcliff, pushing me aside. "But you know my son, and I think you would be happy to see him again. Why don't you come inside for a little rest?"
I whispered to Kathy that she must not go.
"Why?"
she asked aloud.
"Let's go, Ellen."
She started off toward Wuthering Heights. I tried to go after her, but Heathcliff grabbed my arm.
"Mr. Heathcliff," I said, "I know you mean no good. She'll see Linton."
"I want her to see Linton," he answered. "My plan is to make the two cousins fall in love and get married."
As expected, Kathy was overjoyed at seeing Linton again, and she covered him with kisses.
"So you are my uncle, then?"
she said, running to Heathcliff and trying to kiss him.
"Yes, but kiss Linton, not me," he said, avoiding her.
"Naughty Ellen, you tried to stop me from coming in," Kathy said, running to kiss me next. "May I come again, Uncle?"
"Of course," replied Heathcliff. "But don't tell your papa, because he doesn't like me. He thought I was too poor to marry his sister. Now, Linton, why don't you take a walk with Kathy?"
But Linton edged closer to the fire, saying it was too cold out. Heathcliff shot him an evil look, and then told Hareton to show Kathy around.
"Try not to be yourself, Hareton," Heathcliff said. "Don't curse and don't stare at her like an animal."
Heathcliff smiled as he watched Hareton walk off, bright red and looking straight at the ground.
"It's wonderful what I've done to him, Nellie," he said. "Do you remember me at his age? He's no fool. He knows when people laugh at him. And I know exactly how he feels. I used to feel that way. The beauty of it is that he will never stop being an animal because I've made him proud of being one. Don't you think Hindley would be proud of his son if he were alive?"
Heathcliff chuckled happily at the idea. Then he turned to Linton.
"Get up, boy," he ordered, "and go join them."
Linton walked outside just as Kathy was asking what the writing on the side of the house meant.
Hareton stared up and scratched his head like a true clown.
Linton giggled.
"He can't read," he said. "What a fool."
"If you weren't more of a girl than a man, I'd knock you down right now," said Hareton.
Then he hurried off, his head down and his face red. I finally managed to bring Kathy home in the afternoon, and the first thing she said was,
"Papa, guess who I saw on my walk in the fields?"
Poor Mr. Linton listened to the whole story calmly, and then he sat her down and told her the truth about Heathcliff. He told her that she was never to visit there again, but Kathy would not listen.
"You are the one to blame," she shouted. "He is ready to be friends."
Kathy stormed off, crying.
"Can I just write Linton one little note so he will know why I can't go back?"
she asked me later.
"No, you cannot," I replied firmly.
Kathy threw me a very naughty look, and sure enough, 3 weeks later, I discovered that she had been secretly exchanging notes every day with Linton. I put a stop to that, and things were quiet for several months as summer ended and fall began. Mr. Linton fell sick, and his condition worsened. It fell on me to go for walks with Kathy in his place. One sunny November day, when we were out walking, the wind took Kathy's hat over the fence and onto Heathcliff's fields. She jumped over to fetch it, but suddenly Heathcliff appeared on his horse. He rode up to her before she could get away.
"Miss Linton," said Heathcliff, "I want to talk to you."
"I won't speak to you," said Kathy,
and she tried to walk back to the fence. Heathcliff cut her off with his horse. I tried to climb over the fence, but I am fat and slow, so Heathcliff had time to speak.
"I suppose you grew tired of writing to my son, didn't you? Well, he really was in love, and now he's dying because of you. He'll be dead before next summer unless you help him.
I'll be gone all week, so you can come visit.
Come away, I said, finally getting over and taking Kathy by the arm.
Heathcliff pushed his horse close and, bending down, said, Miss Catherine, he needs kindness as well as love. Don't pay attention to Mrs. Dean's cruel words. Be generous.
When we got home, Kathy cried and cried until finally I could stand it no more and agreed to take her to Wuthering Heights just once. I hoped that she would see that Linton was not really dying. We went over to Wuthering Heights together early the next day. We were shown inside, to where Linton was wrapped in a blanket sitting by the fire. Kathy ran up to him gladly.
Well, Linton, asked Catherine, are you glad to see me?
Why didn't you come before? He asked. You should have come instead of writing. It tired me terribly, writing those long letters. It's awful being here alone. That brute Harriton laughs at me. I hate him. I have been upset because you wouldn't come. Papa said you despised me, but you don't despise me, do you, Miss Kathy?
I wish you would just say Catherine or Kathy, said my young lady. Of course I don't despise you. After my papa and Ellen, I love you better than anybody living.
Then come visit me every day. Papa goes away in the morning, so you wouldn't have to see him.
Yes, pretty Linton, said Kathy, stroking his long hair. I wish you were my brother.
But Papa says you would love me more than your father if you were my wife. I'd rather you were that.
No, I would never love anybody more than Papa, she returned gravely. People hate their wives sometimes, but not their sisters and brothers.
Everyone loves their wives, said Linton.
No, they don't. Your father hated your mother, said the silly young thing.
He did not, shouted Linton. Papa told me, and Papa does not tell lies, she answered.
My papa scorns yours, said Linton. He calls him a fool.
Your father must have been very wicked, replied Kathy, because Aunt Isabella ran away from him.
She didn't leave him, said the boy.
She did, cried my young lady.
Well, I'll tell you something, said Linton. Your mother hated your father. Now then.
Oh!
Exclaimed Kathy, too angry to speak.
And she loved mine, he added. You little liar! I hate you now!
Kathy screamed, her face an angry red.
She did! She did!
Sang Linton, enjoying her anger.
Catherine, she did! She did!
Kathy gave Linton's chair a violent push, and he fell down and started coughing. His coughing fit lasted so long that it frightened even me, and Kathy cried, feeling sorry to have hurt him. The boy sighed and moaned for a full 15 minutes like someone suffering greatly.
I'm sorry I hurt you, Linton, Kathy said finally. Are you hurt badly?
You can't change what you've done, he replied. But at least leave me alone. I can't bear your talking.
I pulled Kathy out of the room. But as soon as we left, he slid off his seat and rolled around on the ground like a child having a fit. Kathy ran back to him and helped him to his room and to his bed. She placed a cushion under his head and offered him some water. He rejected the water and said the cushion was not comfortable enough. When Kathy moved it to make him more comfortable, he pulled her next to him and lay against her shoulder.
"Should I come again, Linton?" she murmured. You must come to cure me, he answered. You ought to come because you have hurt me. Now sit still and don't talk. But you may sing a song, if you can sing.
Kathy sang him a song, and both were very happy. Then Linton wanted another song, and then another after that, until finally I said firmly that it was time for us to go.